From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Oh, you who bet on horses running far behind the pack, and those of you with extra millions filling up the sack where you have kept your money as it's mostly multiplied, it's time to dump it out and show the Tribune what's inside. For something north of half a billion, you can have the dream of owning baseball's mutt, its history's hapless, hopeless team. Old-timers could explain for you the charm that is the Cubs, a team that hasn't won for near a century, while clubs with much less money, fewer fans, and parks in smaller towns have won their rings. The Cubs have wandered as unlucky clowns all up and down the standings. They have finished everywhere except in first when all the games were done. They just weren't there. So do I care who buys the Cubs? Do I care who prevails when all the bidding's over and the Tribune finally bails on this ursine investment that's increased, I've heard it said, by some one half a billion? That's a lot of papers, Fred. I don't. It doesn't matter. It is all the same to me. As long as that new owner knows enough to clearly see that he or she has bought a winner only if they lose, the owners of the Cubs must never goof up and confuse the act of winning with their mission, with what's needed more, a team that knows deep in its soul what it's in business for. Each year there is a winner. Every season someone's first. That's not to say the Cubs must necessarily be the worst, but they must be a team that falls below the very top and then comes back again to show that they, like us, can't stop our struggling because we don't prevail. We must get up each day, and though we know we'll probably lose, we still go out to play. Oh, once there was another team that helped us know our fate, was bravely to endure, although we knew we'd not be great. That ball team was the Boston Club, but in a recent fall, the Red Sox lost the script, and they went out and won it all, which leaves the luckless Cubbies, and whoever buys that team must understand that theirs is not to win and not to dream of winning, but to strive and fail in entertaining ways, so we can go on seeing ourselves in all their future days.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at Acura.com/RDX.